I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 30th, 2026. Work to replace a water main on Fontaine Road in Lexington is still ongoing after crews reportedly damaged private sewer lines. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
Fontaine Road feeds into the Chevy Chase neighborhood, which borders the University of Kentucky and includes many businesses and restaurants. This week, neighbors raised concerns online that the damaged sewer lines may have allowed raw sewage to escape the system uncontained. Late Tuesday, a spokesperson from Kentucky American Water said crews became aware of some private sewer lines that were impacted by the project, though it's unclear when the initial damage was discovered. Lexington spokesperson Susan Straub says the city has not been notified of any leaks. It's working with the utility and contract crews on repairs. The Division of Water Quality is coordinating corrective actions with Kentucky American. In May, Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton said in a social media post she's been frustrated by the project and asked Kentucky American Water to speed up the process. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
If you're heading to the Speed Art Museum this weekend, you might see a lot more flora than usual around the exhibits. For the Speed's second annual Art in Bloom show, 16 local florists are crafting custom arrangements to match artworks around the museum. Programs and events manager Karen Tate says visitors will be able to see pieces paired with everything from paintings to tiny sculptures.
But really, it's all going to be the outcome of just the insane genius of these floral designers, how they end up interpreting a painting and somehow it looks just like that painting. It's incredible what they can do.
The exhibition will be Friday through Sunday. Visitors can also join guided tours or make their own floral art. Fayette County Public Schools has undergone significant management changes since the discovery of financial problems in 2025. Lily Burris lays out what we know about who will be leading the district this school year.
A budget shortfall in the 2024-25 school year led to the discovery of nearly two decades of financial mismanagement inside FCPS. Officials placed Superintendent Demetrius Liggins on paid leave in early June. The district will not comment on why the action was taken. This year, Acting Superintendent Bill Bradford will lead FCPS. The school board recently approved a contract to pay him more than $300 a day. Hudson Barber, former deputy superintendent, retires in September. He has claimed his retirement is unrelated to the financial woes. Rodney Jackson, the former district financial director who has been on medical leave, also recently retired. This month, he said he is exploring legal action regarding claims about his role in the mismanagement. Kina Coe is now the acting chief financial officer for FCPS. She's worked with the district in the past and is helping interim budget director Amy Smith reorganize the financial services department. The district has declined to comment on all personnel changes. I'm Lily Burris in Richmond.
U.S. Representative Morgan McGarvey says he has reason to believe a woman who was detained by immigration officials in Louisville isn't receiving proper medical care. Serafina Bukiwa suffers from sickle cell anemia and has a nonprofit that helps Ugandans with access to treatments as well. But her brother says she was detained at the Louisville airport last week, attempting to fly to a medical advocacy conference. McGarvey told reporters at a press conference on Wednesday he's concerned Bukiwa's access to medication is being limited while she's in ICE custody. He penned a letter Wednesday demanding immigration officials turn over information about her detention.
We are going to fight to make sure that she's okay and this doesn't happen to anyone else.
Bukiwa entered the U.S. in 2024, and her family says that she has an active work permit and a pending asylum case. You can learn more on all of these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.